traffic of highways carried out.
Okay. Go a little out of order. I'll probably hit the revenues first and then we'll kind of go to the expenses. If you notice the increase line for levy, we're looking at $539. It comes out on your sheet at 0.1 is actually kind of closer to 0.03%. We're flat. That's largely due to our funding that I mentioned earlier. You'll see a large increase in the local transportation aid number as well. This is a number that's formulated from the state and presented to us. The state revenue, we dropped it a little bit. We realized that our 2021 budget number was a little bit high, so we dropped it to meet what we believe will be a good number going forward. And the flip side of that, for the municipality and sundry, we've seen an increase in what we're doing for them, the snow plowing and the paving, so we've increased that to match what we think we'll hit. I wanted to hit all that to mention, obviously, the levy being flat, but there's a large increase in the personnel, and we're still able to absorb that with little repercussion. That number is so large because of the new position that we had mentioned and the market adjustments that we mentioned with the classes going up one or two stages and some succession planning that's in the works. If you guys wanted more detail on that, or if Greg wanted to go into more detail on the position, now's your time. Seeing none, we're just going to keep this moving. The medical insurance, the decrease just based on individual choices. A lot of this is just older employees who have families that are retiring, and newer employees without families that are single are being hired and taking their place. The interdepartmental personnel charges goes along with salaries of just succession planning. There's other professional services, which has to do with the increase in road construction and the project consulting that goes along with that. In that same allocation, there's a decrease in the miscellaneous contractual services. The last couple of budgets, we've had gravel crushing in there, and we've accumulated a good quantity out in our pit that we don't need to do that for this year. So we've taken out of the budget. In the machinery and equipment, we've increased that just based off the departmental needs. Our shop superintendent gives us a list of what they need, and we propose that to you guys. The other operating supplies, we've increased that just based off our workload requirements. As this increases, usually so does our revenue, so a lot of what our municipality increases covers the increase in that expense line. The fuel, we've decreased just based on historical data. Obviously, last year there was a big decrease, but the years prior to that were all at a pretty consistent number, and I believe that we're going to hit that again. Other roadway supplies, you see a slight decrease just based on our historical data. And the material inventory, we've increased this just based off our historical data. It was a slight increase. But what this is just our salt. We currently have our sheds full, but we don't know if the winter's going to hit. We usually exhaust this fund every time, and our salt prices have gone up about $2 a ton, so we've accounted for that in the budget. And I hit most of the revenue. I guess you guys have any questions? It's here.
Just on the big scale of the whole thing here, Chris. We take a look at the ARPA funds that are available for highways. We're looking at basically $4.5 million here. And highway, of course, accounts for the lion's share. Let's just play the game of what if. What if we didn't have ARPA available to us? That's what you would question here. So, how would we be able to finance this? Danny Merrill, I think you're out. Lady Mike, would you please?
Yeah, If we could use our funds to offset those costs, that would increase the bonding amount we would be looking at for this year.
So you have to borrow more?
Correct. Now, you'll notice in Chris's presentation, there's $90,000 of our funding. That's for operations. That is due to those salary increases. So because that increased the budget significantly, we used our funds to offset that to the tune of about 50% of those increases, and that's where the $90,000 came from.
Thank you. That's my question.
I have a question.
Supervisor Belsky.
Patty, could you go over the question I asked the other evening on how you're using ARPA, under what categorization that you're using the ARPA money?
Yes. There are four categories. I've spoken about this before, and in the presentation to the board on October 5th, I went through what those four categories were. Regular traditional infrastructure doesn't fall into any of those specific categories. However, the third category was lost revenue. And with the completion of the audit, we had a firm number for our federal revenues who could finish that lost revenue calculation. And based on that calculation, in 2020, the county lost $21 million. Now, I've said this to the Finance Committee, it seems counterintuitive that we put $1.3 million into the general fund and yet we have $21 million loss. But the way the calculation works is it takes general revenue across the entire county, factors out any federal revenues that came in, so that's why we couldn't complete the calculation until we had that audited figure, and it determines, you look back 2016, 2017, 2018, into 2019 to determine what the average growth of the county over that period of time. So for Kenosha County, that's 5.6%. In the ARPA rules, the minimum would be 4.1. So if we had been under 4.1, our baseline would have been 4.1. We were at 5.6. So then you take your base year, for us that was 2019, and you look at 2020. And they say, all right, your growth was 4.6%. From 2019 to 2020, your revenue should have been X. And our revenue was $21 million less than that. And that's where the lost revenue calculation comes in. What that means is under the lost revenue category, you can use the funds for any governmental purpose, and that includes traditional infrastructure. So we were able to utilize that in the budget towards infrastructure, where typically it would not have been allowed. Now you'll notice we didn't choose to use it towards the Kemper Shoreline, and we didn't choose to use it towards the South Pike project. And that wasn't a choice. Those were the first two projects we looked at using funds for. But one of the requirements under ARPA is you cannot use it for your non-federal match to federal revenue. And both of those projects are being funded with federal grants.
Thank you.
Further question on ARPA. That is for the 2022 budget that we're talking about.
Correct.
Do we expect any ARPA funds to be utilized in future budgets?
Yes. There was a worksheet that was sent out to the board this afternoon. There's a resolution on the board agenda for tomorrow night to talk about proposed usage of ARPA funds for 2021, and that includes budget modification. And then that worksheet that was sent out shows the expectation for 23 and 24 as far as usage goes. Obviously nothing.
So that's this worksheet?
No, I gave that.
Okay. Because the worksheet I sent is actually easier to follow. It was emailed this afternoon. I don't know that I have a copy.
Yeah, you have it in your mail. That is more detailed.
So anyway, the short answer is through 2024 is what the
correct
answer.
That is correct.
Committee members, questions for Patty Merrill or for any other items on this particular part of our budget? Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you. Just one project, Highway Project 7. When I saw this project, I smiled a little bit. This was Highway K, if you remember, 2 months ago. I I was speaking about expanding the road, and I was talking about 52nd the whole time. I meant Highway K. So I'm happy to see that in here. I just have a question, if somebody could expand on who the intergovernmental funding will be coming from. Is it the city? Is it the state? Who's that coming from?
So the actual IGA funding that's coming will be from the city.
Actually,
STP funding.
Well, STP funding is coming, but there's an IGA payment.
Yes,
that comes from the city.
Yes.
So there are STP. What's that STP stand for again? Some
transportation program.
State transportation program. That's 80%. 80% funded, and then the city is providing, I think, $500,000.
And then are we going to keep this in, or does that get then urbanized, or the term is we add curb and gutter and then get transferred?
Part of the intergovernmental agreement is to jurisdictionally transfer that then to the city once it's built to an urban profile. Yep.
That's okay.
Yep.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Any other committee members? Seeing none, I entertain a motion to approve this portion of the budget.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Okay, there's a page 19, which is six or seven smaller departments that either have no levy impact, and there's one on there, the Board of Adjustments, which has small levy impact. I think there's three people left in there. We just kind of budget these things the same from year to year. One on the bottom, Civic Center property, is we own some properties downtown, and we rent them out. And we expect to make a little bit of money. We've made more money than this some years. But any funds that we do make here, we are able to add to the Civic Center project funds should we need to do a parking lot or buy a building downtown. But there's really no levy impact here, no change. And page 20 is kind of just another way to look at a lot of these same items. It's departments, the 21 budget and 22 budget, where there's basically no levy except for 911 department, where we do have about $40,000 worth of expense.
Questions or comments on miscellaneous departments? Seeing none, I'm taking a motion to approve.
Motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Seeing none, passing unanimously.
So my parting comment is I really appreciate the questions ahead of time. Keep them coming. We'll get them back to everybody. And thank you very much for approving these budgets.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
One or two other things to address here yet. Mr. Arbor, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to suggest if we could, instead of right now, the first Monday in November, the first, and we adjourn, the board adjourns, signed aye, then on the second, I believe is how, if I remember right, which would mean that anything that we took up and took action on the first dies on the second. And we need to, there's two resolutions. There's one I know that we need to do for a jurisdictional transfer of old highway out to the town of Randall and the village of Twin Lakes. And I believe Matt's going to have a resolution as well. So there's two at least. So we'd like to move the regular committee meeting for November from the 1st to the following Monday, the 8th. And then that will allow us to take resolutions from our committee to finance that same week on Thursday and then to the 4th following week, and we'll be able to get everything wrapped up before the end of the year. So that's my hope, that we can just move that meeting to the 8th.
So unless there's any obvious reason, we'll intend upon having your next meeting for Public Works on November 8th. Yes, they did something in the Southern Department.
Yep, we can send a notice.
And then between now and the budget to adoption. If there are additional questions, comments, anything that's good for public works, please send them to Mr. Cuffer, especially if they're of financial nature. And let's just make sure to keep this train rolling, keep lines of communication open. Entertain the motion to adjourn. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.